I have cut on their own hand. I mean, like, biscuits, and then said, wrapped in a plastic bag, connected near the bed, but the sheet was on top of it, and I mean, it was above it. The sheet, it came to something like that, and the sheet was above it. I don't know when did you do that. It might have been that after me. I slept
yesterday. So, what was
those biscuits?
It was under the bed or under the bed?
It was near the bed.
Near the bed or under the bed?
I was came to the bed, but the sheet was sticks out.
Okay, no, remember, yeah. Only if it's under the bed, no much. And even if it's under the bed mamash, our Avadia says that today there's no work. So with the Avad, if it happened, one could still eat it. But if it wasn't under the bed, Vadai could eat it. So now?
Yeah.
Ruben, please go with the Deledu, Vakasha. Tadah Hamu, Tadah Rabah. Top. We're learning Alachot. Of every day, Zad Hashem, from Rabbi Eliyahu, Mordechai Eliyahu, and we're learning about Tikkun Chatzot. The day starts in the night, so we learned about it. I'll go to sleep. Only what's left to do is to daven that we keep what we're learning, and not only to learn it. That's pashut. Yeah. Ah, Tadah Rabah. Let's get a mitzvot. So we're learning about Tikkun Chatzot. When do we say Tikkun Chatzot? Okay, the time of Tikkun Chatzot. There's a few sheet of the poskim. When do we say Tikkun Chatzot? Rega, I want to see well. Can't see well with that. Hashem did a big favor with me and new glasses in order to see. It's a big chesed. It's in the street, I take them off. A lot what not to see, but to what to see in the streets, especially in the summer. But actually, in a hot day, the roads, the streets are pretty empty. Yeah. It's only when it's nice out, then people are walking around naked. So. Yeah. Thank you, Yaakov. Now I have clean glasses which smell like alcohol. Here. So, זמן תיקון חצות הוא י"ב שעות לאחר חצות היום, זמן חצות היום הוא כשחמה נתיב ראש כל אדם, הוא בדיוק חצי שעה קודם לדבר חגרה. הרצי על חצות הלילה הוא י"ב שעות אחר כך. טוב, זה כבר נתיב בן ישחיים לאחרונים. It's always midnight and midday the same, and you don't calculate midnight, you only calculate midday. And then 12 hours later is midnight, so if midday is at 10 to 1, so midnight will be 10 to 1 at night. But there's other shitot. And the shita, I think it was Magen Abraham, yeah? It's put down in the Alacha also, and Rabbeinu, he went by this shita, and Rabbeinu said explicitly that we do chatzot always 6 hours after tzeda kochavim, after the stars come out, which means around 5 to 2 today. Okay, 10 to 2, 5 to 2, 5 to 2, I think it is around 5 to 2, 4 minutes to 2. That's when chatzot Rabbeinu said it is. So whatever you do, you're doing according to that poskim. It's very good. But if you go follow Rabbeinu, so chatzot is always 6 hours after the stars coming out. And that means that in certain places in the world, like in Oman, in places in Europe, and also in the south pole, south of the earth, there's times in the year that there's no midnight according to Rabbeinu. No midnight. Why? Because the night is so short, there's not even 6 hours in the night. In Oman, it's like that. Now, from Shavuot until Tisha B'Av, there's no midnight. The night is so short that there's no six, according to Rabbeinu, there's no midnight. There's no 6 hours between Tzeit HaKochavim, which is around 10:30 or something like that, until Alot HaShachar, which is around 4 o'clock. So you have less than 6 hours of that. But in Eretz Yisrael, we always have chatzot, by the way. Even in the shortest times of the year, it's all there's a 2:15. Alot HaShachar is never that early. Shortest night of the year. The latest chatzot will be, I think, is like 2:20 or something like that. Not later than that. And Alot HaShachar, the earliest it is, it's now. It's 4 o'clock. A quarter of 4 points. So. We don't, it's not good to do Tikkun Chatzot before Chatzot. We don't do any like that. Only after Chatzot. The only time in which we cry about Beis HaMikdash before Chatzot is on Tisha B'Av. Okay. There's two parts in Tikkun Chatzot. If anyone didn't know, now we'll learn. There's the first part, which is called Tikkun Rachel. And the second part is called Tikkun Le'a. Like our mothers, Rachel and Leah. Okay? But it's referring to certain aspects in the spiritual world, in Shemayim. And usually we say them both. Tikkun Rachel is that we say Vidui, right? And afterwards we say Kinot, we say Kinot, Lamentations about the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. We say from Eicha and from other places. And according to other Siddurim, they have also mamash, other five lamentations to say. And Tikkun Rachel is just Tehillim. Usually you say both, except certain days which we don't say. There are certain days that according to Kabbalah we don't say Tikkun Chatzot, but according to in Breslev, they said it even in these days. They said at least Tikkun Le'ah. Which are these days that you don't say Tikkun Chatzot at all? It's Leil Shabbat, Friday night, and Leil Yom Tov, right? And Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and Chol HaMoed Pesach. But in Breslev, at least in the year in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, the minhag was to say Tikkun Le'ah on these days. Yeah, to say them, and also the night of Rosh Chodesh. There are certain nights which we say only Tikkun Le'ah. So every night which we don't say, every day which we won't say that day, Vidui, we don't say Tachanon, we don't say Vidui, so we say only Tikkun Le'a. Okay, that's first of all. Just Chol HaMoed, right? 10 days of Tshuva. And according to Kabbalah, all the days of the Omer, from Pesach until Shavuos, you don't say. And in Eretz Yisrael, the whole year of Shemitah, the minhag is not to say Tikkun Rachel, only Tikkun Le'ah. I asked Rav Ofer Erez once, in Uman, I asked him this year. Right after Shana, I asked him what to do. He said, according to Kitvei Rashash, the books of Kavanot HaRashash, that he learned, he said, Rachel, the aspect of Rachel is fixed in the Shemitah. She's in her place. You don't have to fix her. Only the aspect of Le'ah has to fix. That's why there's no point of saying Tikkun Rachel on the year of Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Right?
In Uman. You asked him in Uman, Rosh Hashanah. So, what should you do in Uman? Because you're in Uman, you're not in Eretz Yisrael.
Right, in Uman, okay. The Hasid of Breslov used to say Eretz Tikkun Rachel in the Shemitah year. He told me that in Eretz Yisrael you don't say. In Chutz Lars it's a machloket, you don't. I know that I asked, and I know that Shmuel Shapira used to say here. His son told me. I spoke to him also about the Mendel, and he told me that his father used to say also Tikkun Rachel even on the Shemitah year. But according to Kabbalah, you don't say. In Chutz Lars it's a machloket in the poskim if they say it. In the house of the mourners, you don't say Tikkun Acher, only Tikkun Le'ah. In the house of a Chatan, right? Also, you say only Tikkun Le'ah. Also, the night before the bris, the house of the father of the baby, also you don't say Tikkun Achel, only Tikkun Le'ah. And Leil Rosh Chodesh, like tonight, of course we say only Tikkun Le'ah. Okay. And Tisha B'Av by night is the only time of year which we say only Tikkun Achel and we don't say Tikkun Le'ah. Only time of year that we say only Tikkun Achel without Tikkun Le'ah is on Tisha B'Av. We don't say Tikkun Chatzot at all after Alot HaShachar, only before Alot HaShachar. Some say even try to finish it half an hour before Alot HaShachar, but whatever, at least before Alot HaShachar. So if Alot HaShachar is the latest time, is like 10 after 4, there's two times of Alot HaShachar, depends on how you calculate, 72 minutes before Nates or 90 minutes before Nates. Can whatever is around 4 o'clock. If you get up at 3:30, you could say Tikkun Chatzot. Why not to say it? You get up at 3 o'clock, say it. Lama lo? It's later. It's very easy to sleep with it. It's just a few kapitel to 5 kapitel to. Women do not say Tikkun Chatzot at all. Seder. That's what he brings there, and then the Ben Ish Chai. The women do not say Tikkun Chatzot. So now, if one got up before Alot HaShachar, and he could either now sit an hour and review a piece of Gemara, learn something nice, or say Tikkun Chatzot, he should say Tikkun Chatzot instead of learning. It's better to say Tikkun Chatzot. And also, it's the Chiddush. Also, if a person he got up at 3 o'clock to go to Slichot. It's better to say Tikkun Chatzot than to go to say Slichot. Even if he's not going to say Slichot before, and he's going to say Slichot only after Tfilah or whatever, Tikkun Chatzot is higher than Slichot. There's a minag to put ashes on the forehead, on the head, where you put on the tefillin and say, Lassum Lachem Pe'er Tachat Efer. In a lot of places I saw this in the minag. You don't have to, not ma'akev at all. Some people, they wear a sack. Okay. How do you do Tikkun Chatzot? Okay? Again, I'm going to say again that it's not ma'akev. Everything we're going to say now, it's minagim to do. And if you don't do it exactly like this, it's fine. You can also sit regularly around the table and open a siddur, the light, and say it normally with open ashes, you don't take off your shoes, you're allowed to do that too. But we'll give you the ultimate way, okay? Tikkun Achel, person has to sit, it's good to sit near the opening, near the doorway, right? By the side of the mezuzah. Okay? And it's better also if the door is open. And you're not supposed to sit on the floor itself. Put something, a barrier between yourself and floor. Okay. And you take off your shoes.
You're not afraid
of
any feet will come.
So yeah, if you're in style, you don't have to open the door. Okay. Because the thing that we're in style is that because of my sins, the Beis Hamidrash is still not revealed and the Shekhinah is still in Galut. Because my sins. If I put things like that, because I'm still didn't do 100% tshuva, I'm still working on it. Still the Shekhinah is still in Galut. It would be easier for him to feel a little bit of the destruction of Beis Hamidrash. So the first thing is that we say vidui. We say vidui. Okay? The kitsu, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Open the siddur, it has Tikkun Chatzot in there. Okay? Afterwards, after you do Tikkun Chatzot, Tikkun Rachel, you get up and you say Tikkun Le'ah. Tikkun Le'ah you don't say on the floor. You get up, you put on your shoes, Hakol Beseder. When you say Tikkun Chatzot, from Eicha, you should say it in Nigun. Of sorrow, you know, don't say it like you're really dealing. Say it with a broken heart. Because see, Rabbi Nayahu Shmueli, what's his name, right? Rabbi Nayahu Shmueli, yeah, from I heard him, he's saying stuff, but he's pretending to cry. I asked someone, he said, yeah, you're supposed to pretend to cry. Hopefully you'll rally yourself to cry. He said that was Tikkun Chatzot, and now we're going to go on to the halachot of Netilat Yadayim. In the morning we wash our hands, and there's three reasons why we wash our hands. Aleph, Balayla Bet HaShena Shora Al HaAdam Ruach Tum'ah. At night, when a person sleeps, there's a spirit of contamination. The contamination has hands on the person, and when he wakes up from his sleep, this spirit leaves his body because the neshama takes place, except the fingers of his hands and the fingers of his legs, the toes. And in order to remove them, you have to wash your hands. But how do you remove it from your toes? It does not get removed until you bathe yourself and recover Shabbos Kodesh. Okay? We have contamination on our toes the whole week until we bathe ourselves to cover Shabbos Kodesh. When we bathe ourselves, a shower, that's a mikveh. A shower to clean yourself to cover Shabbos, the chitza, in hot water, warm water, cover Shabbos Kodesh, that cleans away the contamination from the toes. That's one reason why we wash our hands in the morning. Bet HaShena Mistam Anaga Adam Kod HaPusim. At time of sleep, it's likely that a person touched covered places in his body, and therefore he needs to wash his hands in order for him to be able to read Kiryat Shema and Tetav and Shacharit. After Gimel, after the sleep, a person becomes like a new creature, a new creation, and needs to thank Hashem that He created me brand new for Him, to serve Him. Therefore, I need to purify myself, like the Kohen used to purify himself, wash his hands and feet before he started serving. So also us, we have to wash our hands before we start serving Hashem. Now, there's a nafkamina. Fine, we have three shitot, three different reasons why we wash our hands. What's the nafkamina? Who cares why? Do it as well. There's a nafkamina, there's a halachic difference between that. If a person slept, let's say, with his arms tied up, or gloves, he wore gloves, he didn't touch covered places. So you could say, I don't want to wash my hands, I don't need to. But he has other reasons why he has to wash his hands. Okay? Immediately when a person wakes up from his sleep, he washes his hands before he even touches his clothing, and asur to walk even 2 meters without washing your hands. Talking about 2 meters straight without washing your hands before washing. Okay? Therefore a person has to prepare before he sleeps a vessel, right, with water in it, with a basin. Okay. A basin next to his bed, so immediately when he gets up, he would wash his hands. And if he gets up, that's what a person has to do, that's halakha. Don't play games. That's halakha, that's what one has to do. And if a person woke up from his sleep and there was no vessel, if he woke up from his sleep and there was no vessel near his bed, he should go to the closest place, the fastest place where he can wash his hands. But the nearest place, but not to walk more than 2 meters at once, more than 6 feet at once. You walk, you stop. You walk, you stop. Okay? But if someone's awake and he can give you a vessel with water, you're better off doing that. So he'll bring you instead of you having to walk. Asur to wash your hands in a place where there's a toilet, even if the toilet bowl is covered, or if there's a bath, if it's open. But if there's even a curtain breaking between the bathtub or between the toilet and the sink, then you can wash and even make a bracha. But if there's no Mechitza, you can't wash there.
You're talking about an empty bathtub?
Empty bathtub. It's considered a dirty place. Final time. Let's go. אולי מחר אליעוד, אני יודע. היה ניסי. כן? An empty bathtub, yeah. You have a curtain? Mm-hmm. You close the curtain, then you can wash. If the curtain's open, you don't wash your hands. Set up? Very simple. Okay. Now, if he doesn't have enough water to wash his hands like he's used to, six, one, two, three, and right, six, three on each hand, he just has enough to wash till the knuckles, like in Yom Kippur. So then, he could wash till the knuckles. And now, if he has then water, after he could walk to the sink and wash, it's in his house. So don't make a bracha on what you did till the knuckles. Wash again, and then make the bracha. And if you don't have, because you're camping out, and you didn't prepare enough water, and that's all the water you have in the meantime, so you make a bracha on the washing till the knuckles. So we'll say again. If you don't have enough water near the bed, you have enough just to wash till the knuckles, you wash till the knuckles. And if you have water in a distance where you can walk and wash your hands again right away, so then you go wash again, and then you make a bracha on the second washing. And if you're in a place where you don't have other water to wash your hands with, so you can even make a bracha on those which you wash until the knuckles. Okay. How do we wash the hands in the morning? In the beginning, we take a vessel full of water in the right hand. We lift it up in the right hand. And we pass it onto the left hand. And then we pour with the left onto the right. Okay?
Yeah, how are we doing it that?
No, before you fill it up in the morning, in the night, before you go to sleep. Today, they have a special thing with a cap. It's the best. You could do like that, upside down, and it still will stay closed. You know those? You ever have those?
No, but I sure need them because the cat's constantly knocked them over.
Yeah, so go get it. It costs a few shekels. They're mashering. They sell on the road, on mashering. Yeah, they are very nice. I have one of those. It's the best. I took it with me to Uman. And I didn't reach Uman because my baggage did not get there. I got it back when I got home. Anyways. So what do? You have already a vessel, an atla, a washing cup filled with water from the night before you go to sleep. And you have a basin so you can wash into it. And in the morning, you lift the cup with the right hand. Right? And you pass it on to the left hand. Right? And then you wash from your left hand washes the right hand, and then the right hand washes the left hand, and then the left hand washes the right hand, right hand. Three times on each hand, one, okay? Only that kind of washing, when it's from the left washing the right washing the left washing the right, only in that way, in total six, three on each hand. What do you call this? Terugim. Not straight. Let's call it. You're doing it not straight. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Okay? Only you do it that way, that's the only way that you're going to kick away the bad spirits from your fingers. When we were in South America, and the guys used to come and they wanted to help us. Someone talked about this. They wanted to help us prepare the food for the dinner. We used to have dinner for the guys every day. So first of all, we told them to wash their hands and make anati ladadai. I don't want you to touch my food before you wash your hands. And we explained to them why and this and that. And sometimes a goy came to help us. Yeah, no problem. You can touch the food without washing hands. But the Jew, he washes hands. We made them wash their hands, and then they're excited to do that. It's interesting for them. Yeah. Even someone who's a lefty washes that way. That the left So the right hand presses the left, the cup, and then the left hand washes, pours the water on the right, and then the right hand pours the water on the left, and the left one's on the right and the left, left on the right and the left. Kacha. And on Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av, בדרך כלל, not on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you have to be very careful that the water will reach until the wrist. Yeah, until the wrist, the water should reach the wrist. But on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you wash only until knuckles where the fingers connect with the palm of the hand. Some people, the minhag is like that. Is that Motzei Tisha B'Av Motzei Kippur? Before anything, they wash their hands fully, because they didn't wash the whole day their hands normally. So Motzei Tisha B'Av Motzei Kippur, they wash their hands fully. By the way, Tisha B'Av this year falls on Shabbos, and therefore the fast day will be on Yom Rishon Yud B'Av, like it was 3 years ago. And Shabbat in Yom Kippur, I think Yom Kippur also on Shabbat. In a moment, as far as I remember, Yom Kippur is on. Yom Kippur is not on Shabbat. This year, Yom Kippur is on Yom Revi'i.
Sunday?
No, Wednesday. Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is Monday, Tuesday. And Yom Kippur is on Wednesday. Okay? Tuesday night, we start fasting until Wednesday night. Okay. Vaita. If you wash your hand and you realize that you did not, water did not reach the whole hand, so wash again. You washed once, oi, it's still dry over here. So do it again on that hand. Until you got it wet, then you go on to the next hand. Until you got it all wet, then you go. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Yeah. Now, after you wash your hands, he writes in the name of, he brings in the name of the Kaf HaChaim. The person should rub his hands, but with his fingers straight. Not bend your fingers, with the fingers straight. It's according to the Kaf HaChaim, you don't have to do this, okay? But according to the Kaf HaChaim, it's good to do this. You write your hands, and pick up your hands to the face, their fingers straight, and make the bracha. Some people, they don't want to say the bracha then. They want to say bracha only in shul or afterwards they say the old Birkot HaShachar. Also minhag, it's fine. According to the Kabbalah, that's when we do it. We say the bracha right away. You wash your hands, you say, you woke up. I remember in camp, he told us, what's the first thing you do in the morning? So we all said, Modan. He said, no, you open your eyes. Right, you say Modeh Ani, you wash your hands, right away brachot, Ani Tilat Adayim. Okay, but the problem is that a person, if he needs to use the bathroom, and usually most human beings do need to use the bathroom when they wake up in the morning, so they're not allowed to do bracha, and only after, so they have to wash, go to the bathroom, they wash again, then they make the bracha. Okay? So, now, what happens if I'm in a place, and I happen to fall into some hotel and that's where I'm sleeping that night, and there's no vessel there, I can't wash my hands, I don't have a cup, I don't have the, what are you supposed to do in the morning? You go to the faucet, you open it, put your hand under and close, open it, put the other hand under, close, open it, yeah, three times, and you don't make a bracha on that. Only when you go to the shul or something, they'll have a cup and you wash your hands normally, only then you can make a bracha on the tilat edayim, because the tilat edayim is dafka with washing it up with a cup. So it's good in order to remove the bad spirits, but it's not enough in order to make a bracha. Okay. When do we say the bracha? Before we wipe our hands, just like before bread, we say the bracha before we wipe our hands. That's how we do it. You don't say after you wipe, after you dry your hands. Before you dry your hands, then you make the bracha on the other day. Okay. In the morning, there's a big mitzvah to wash your mouth after, when you get up in the morning, to wash your face, to wash your mouth, to clean, clean the eye, to clean her nose, to clean the mouth, to wash teeth. It's a mitzvah. You know what mitzvah is, Shmuel? Prepare yourself before your maker. You're going to serve Hashem today. You have to be mechubat. Now, when do we have to wash our hands? If one slept in the beginning of the night, he woke up before chatzot like I do today, of course he washes his hands, make a bracha. If one slept after chatzot, right? But after chatzot, he already said the brachas. We said before, you could say the brachas already from after chatzot. So after he said the brachas, in the morning, of course he can wash his hands. He has to wash his hands, but he can't make a bracha on that. If you get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, or you were thirsty or whatever, you got up, you're planning on going back to sleep, but you got up. So you're supposed to wash your hands. But you don't make a bracha on that. In the morning, you'll wash your hands again and make a bracha. You make other brachas. You make asher yatzar, if you remember. Shehakor, water pashot, you drink. Now, if one was, oh, it's halacha for Sunday. If one was up all night, in the morning, after Amud HaShachar, he washes his hands. Okay. One second. I'm not going to say this because I have something about this. I'm not sure. Okay. Now, if a person slept during the day more than half an hour, he has to wash his hands, but without a bracha. Okay. Now, if your one hand is with bandage and you can't wash it, so you wash only one hand, and you make a bracha on it the other day. You have a cast, you have something you can't take it off, so you wash only one hand. Okay. It's very good to wash also children's hands on the day they're born. It's good to wash hands. טוב, בסדר. בסדר, we finish הלכה. We're good, we finish הלכות today. We have to learn הלכות today.